9:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour, presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oakland, Illinois.
Volkswagen.
Yeah. Fine Irish automobile.
Yep.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always, twin brother Billy to the left. Hi,
Hello.
Bill.
Hello.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hello, boys.
Everybody enjoying their St. Patrick's Day season? We're well into it. This is the... Here it is.
I have yet to celebrate it, so I'll do it like the normal human being and do it this weekend. I haven't been to any, like, Irish function at all. No okay. parades, nothing, no contests.
There'll be a lot of normal human
every
beings
every function I do every day is Irish-American.
Yeah, you do something Irish right. every day.
Yeah.
Sure. But it's in your blood.
Yeah, I don't proclaim it unless it's this
I
month,
don't
right?
proclaim
no?
it. Mm-hmm. I've gone to one Irish gathering.
Okay. I've been to a couple now.
Corned beef and cabbage party, house party. Kid and Play was there performing.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was great.
Sing Danny Boy?
Yeah, they did. Actually, you know what? It's funny you say that because we were at this house, at my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah.
Corned mm-hmm. beef, cabbage, soda bread, kids running around, everyone in green. I didn't wear any green.
Right. Yeah.
And a woman did sing Danny Boy. She was like a relative, an older woman.
Yes.
Probably in her 70s.
I love that.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That's heck, like your yeah. grandmother used to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah, still does.
Jerry McPartland.
Still does.
She'd go out and sing some jams for everybody.
Yeah.
She was great.
Love it.
There is something. I do love that, right?
It takes, you know, some guts to just bust out, start busting out tunes.
Check
front
this
of, like,
out. Check
people.
How passionate I am right here yeah. about the diaspora.
You got to have confidence. You got to be good.
You got to be good.
Yeah.
You got to have stage presence. You got to have command of the room.
And then I did a
It's hard because people are drinking to get their, you know, to get their attention. You better be off the wall good.
Like Usher. I mean, like yeah. Usher good.
Like, well, like yeah, Usher people, good. You got to be like Raymond
My
Usher.
Mother could
Usher
sing a Danny Boy. I mean, she was Usher good, you know? Everyone in the room would stop.
75 years old. Sounds exactly like Usher.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You think Usher's ever sang Danny Boy before?
Yeah, no.
Like, on a St. Patrick's Day concert, he just comes out, kicks
Usher,
it off.
Usher.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Like a St. Patrick's Day ABC special?
No, has Usher ever had a riff like that where he just went, Usher?
Yeah, there's been a Usher. Oh Danny been. Boy. No, that has never happened.
It sounded like a Beastie Boy in there. Oh, Danny Boy.
It did. It sounded like Ad Rock.
Yeah. The pipes are calling.
There's been plenty of those.
From Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah. Right.
Down to the Hudson Bay.
Very good.
Now we got to play Beastie Boys today.
We Maybe. Might have to play some Beastie Boys.
Yeah. God bless.
That'd be cool. I think it would be cool to have Everlast from House of Pain.
That would be interesting.
We've like always talked about him.
Like, Wahlberg probably had that for a St. Patrick's Day party, you know?
That one year.
Bring your wife and kids. We're going to go to Mass in my yard, and then Everlast is going to be spinning for us later.
Everlast is bringing a pinata over.
Right. We're going to have some Wahlburgers. Johnny McCarthy's going to come over. It's going to be a good time. Bring the kids.
Everlast isn't relevant anymore. He kind of took off.
He'll be back.
He's named after a boxing glove company.
Return yeah. of Everlast. But like, didn't
we already talked about this a while ago? Like, how incredible it'd be if Conor McGregor walked into you know the entrance of a ring with Everlast, like
leading
him out.
In? Yeah, that'd yeah. be sweet. I mean, with all three House of Painters.
Yeah, right. I mean, the roof would fall off the joint.
Danny Boy.
Conor's in some hot water. Do you hear about this?
Yeah, oh, he cracked. Yeah, like, this is a good segue actually because I'm in phone hell.
Yeah.
Right now, personally.
You envy this.
Like a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
So Conor McGregor's walking out of some bar in Miami at 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and this guy tries to take his picture.
Okay.
And McGregor grabs his phone and smashes it on the ground and then stomps on it 5 times.
He had a few too many proper 12s, huh?
Yeah.
For sure
like
he
it.
Did. Yeah.
And this guy's description of it is actually pretty hilarious. He's like, his grip, it was like a, you know, like a gorilla grabbed my arm. He was like, you squeeze my hand off. Uh-huh. He goes, and then he punched the phone and my whole body shook. And this guy is like ultimate hipster.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was really funny reading it. But he is now being charged with
assault.
Some crazy
thing. I heard that after he hit the, well, the guy was, I mean, if you're walking out of a club and some hipster just comes up with his cell phone like 3 feet from you,
right?
You know, and you politely say it, because I think Connor was like, don't videotape me, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of warned him.
Well, no, the thing was, Connor was singing And this guy was taping him sing.
Was he singing Danny Boy?
He was singing like some rap song, but he was like in like into it and singing. And he's like, don't tape me singing. I don't want me singing to be all over the internet.
Yeah, I'm putting out an album pretty soon. I need
Conor McGregor and Everlast are putting an album out together.
Some people, like some of those celebs, they just don't want anyone making money off of them.
Of course.
So that's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But anyway, he smashed the guy's phone and the guy pressed charges and he said, my phone, these phones are $1,000 now. That's, you know,
yeah,
it's a big loss to a lot of people.
It's like a nickel to Conor McGregor.
Yeah, exactly. But now he's, you know, who knows? Maybe Conor McGregor's PR guy is like, go nuts. We got to stay relevant, McGregor.
Yeah. Do something.
St. Patrick's Day weekend's coming up. Yeah. We need a little PR out of you.
Yeah.
It's okay to punch
we need a little Tommy Lee out of you.
Let's make the headlines. We'll get you arrested. We'll get you out of jail. No biggie.
Try and act like Sean Penn if you can.
It's okay to,
right.
It's okay to punch phones.
His publicist, that William Morris. McGregor? Hey, can I get a little Sean Penn this weekend out of you?
Can you find somebody?
St. Patrick's Day weekend coming up. I could use the pieces. I'd like to sell something.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Too much money and too much time.
Hey, look at it this way. I mean, he didn't give USC $500,000 for his kids to go to school there.
No, that's true.
How about that?
To the University of Galway.
Yeah.
I'll give you
Operation Varsity Blues.
Right. There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Foo Fighter.
Yeah. Huh?
That whole story is nuts.
I heard it on, at first I heard the report on ESPN radio.
It's unreal, the things they were doing.
Yeah.
Just to get their kids in the prestigious colleges. They were.
But when I heard the names, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, I was like.
Right.
First of all, this is a great HBO movie.
Are you kidding
me?
It's
going
to
be.
Operation Varsity Blues.
Oh, the hot daughters.
Does Felicity Huffman play herself in Operation Varsity Blues? Or Varsity Blues 2, HBO?
The hot daughter, Michael Douglas, is the legendary tennis coach.
Michael Douglas is a legendary tennis coach at USC. Okay. Even though it was the whole story was about the crew coach.
John Fair.
Thank you, Bill. Bill did his homework.
Who plays the crew coach?
John Favreau.
Favreau's the crew coach, and Michael Douglas is the legendary tennis coach.
Ed Harris is the FBI agent.
Ed Harris is
sure he is.
Yeah.
Breaking this wide open.
Yeah.
These scumbags.
Does William H. Macy make an appearance in this? I mean, after all, Felicity Huffman's his wife.
He could be a street person.
William H. Macy plays Felicity Huffman. How about that? Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
The thing that's funny is
and John Stamos plays Lori Loughlin.
Now we're going places. It just went right to Comedy Central.
Some people
I take it from Lifetime. Boom! To Comedy Central in a couple of sentences.
People, they paid like $500,000 to $1 million for this process when they could have just put that money in a bank account for their kid.
Yeah. They could have got a float in the St. Patrick's Day parade and made shook a couple hands and maybe
toss some candy
they
out.
They might have gotten into those schools.
What? If you guys were marching in parades, you wouldn't have to worry about bribing teachers to get into schools.
Give a few endorsements, nuts. Shake a few hands.
The only thing is like the... there's going to be so many more people that come out because there's like over this guy said he helped 750 families.
Right. There's going to be some interesting names.
Yeah. There'll be politicians.
750 different stories to follow here.
750 series.
This
of,
is a maybe
TV
this is a mini
episodes.
Series, Operation Varsity Blues.
750 episodes.
750 episodes, I propose.
That's like 20 seasons, I believe.
We're shooting in Toronto.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. These are my stipulations.
Here's if you want to get into a good college, it's
actually,
very
20
important.
Episodes a year at 20 seasons only be 400 episodes. I mean, we're looking at
30 years.
35 years of television.
Are you guys trying to do math again on the show? Please stay away from the math problems. Mm-hmm.
All right. You were saying something?
I was going to say, if you want to ensure that your child gets into a very accredited university.
Give him a bucket of oatmeal every morning.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Most importantly, it's the greatest oatmeal on earth. And
fill their trough with oatmeal.
Fill your child's trough with McCann's. They'll be getting into Harvard in no time.
That's right.
It's the greatest oatmeal on earth. This show is presented by it. More Hooli's Hooli after these messages. McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Hi, There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
History going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. They've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
What are you saying?
All you Trekkies and TV addicts, don't mean to this, don't mean to bring static. All you Klingons in your grandma's house.
There we go. The Beastie Boys.
Oh. This is good stuff.
This is some St. Paddy's Day, get your gear up. Yeah. Dudes.
Punch a couple people.
Right.
Do a couple Jameson shots. Scream at your neighbor.
Yeah. Blast
sure.
this all no. night. Blast this till 5 a.m.
Drape an Irish flag around your shoulders.
Cry.
Mark yep. Wahlberg.
All of it. Crying, screaming, yelling, fighting, dancing.
Mark Wahlberg's, you know, backyard St. Paddy's Day barbecue party.
You're kind of Wahlberg kick tonight.
I am. Because I think St. Paddy's Day, I think about Wahlberg. I
watch. He's so Irish.
Yeah.
Just because he puts a Celtic jersey on once in a while.
That's all it takes.
No, I was fortunate
all
enough
it takes to make me smile.
Hey. Yeah. Wahlberg in a Celtics jersey? That's all it takes to get me smiling.
Nope. That's disturbing.
That is.
I was fortunate enough to see the Beastie Boys in concert before one of them passed away.
Yeah, Adam Yauch, right? MCA?
Yeah. At Northerly Island. Northerly.
Was it enjoyable?
It was really enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was great.
I've always liked the Beasties.
Yeah, I miss the Beasties. Happy holidays, boys.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to the Beastie Boys.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing my party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yeah, this is the weekend of those parties. There's going to be all kinds of festivities going on.
At least the weather's sort of nice, you know?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be real. It's supposed to be a good day for it. Yeah.
It'll be breezy.
We've been blessed today.
Hey.
It's our birthday weekend.
Good day to smoke.
It is a good,
good day to speak. It is a good day to smoke. I actually, like, I was thinking
really
about
made
this.
A big step.
No, I was thinking of. I did. I've been off the menthol cigarettes now for almost a week.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Weaning myself. Baby steps.
Okay, so what are you smoking now?
Well, this was your Lenten promise, wasn't it?
No, it was my Lenten promise. No menthol cigarettes, yes.
Lord, no menthol. I'm going to just keep smoking for a little bit.
What do you smoke now?
I give up the mints.
I am on the Marlboro Reds, which is...
Wow.
Yeah, those are cowboy killers. Yeah. But
they're
what
called
a leap.
That.
Like, you go from menthols to, like, cowboy killers. Like, yeah. Boom. Other side of the spectrum. What's the hardest one you have here?
It's like going from, like, meth to coke. I'm on coke now. Wean down. I'll start eating pills in about 6 months, and then I'll start drinking, and
that's
then I'll start
much,
smoking weed,
yeah,
and then I'll start
yeah, that's
doing,
the
exercising
passive progression.
After that.
Then yeah. I'll start smoking weed. Then I'm going to start exercising. It's a 12-step plan.
12-substance plan.
The 12-substance plan. There's been a lot of people on that plan.
All right, so you're weaning off. Are you gonna go from Reds to Marlboro Lights? And
right. It's like go down to ultralights. No vaping.
Okay.
I don't like the vaping. Just ultralights. Nope. And after the ultralights, you know, that's it.
Yeah, that's,
calling it quitskies. Yeah.
That's crazy thinking, man. You got to call up Leota. We got to get you.
I'll tell you
talking
one thing.
To Leota.
Hey, if this works, I'll have a debate with Leota live on television. All right.
To say what?
It's a process. It's not about Chantix. It's a human mental process that you have to put yourself through.
Ray, it's a human mental process, Ray.
Bill, yeah. You got a book on your hands. You got to start writing the book.
The human mental process.
The
like
human
Dr.
No,
Bill
it's
Houlihan.
Called the human the
quit
human
smoking
mental,
today, the human mental process.
No, it's
William
Houlihan. Mental versus menthol.
Oh!
12-step program of quitting smoking.
That's hot.
Menthol versus menthol?
Mental versus menthol.
Mental over menthol.
Mental over menthol. Man's mind over menthol cigarettes. This conquering challenge
forward,
into the next abyss.
Forward by Paris Hilton.
Forwarded by Paris Hilton, sure. Forwarded by Ad Rock. Forwarded by Everclear.
Everclear? We were talking about Everlast.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Everclear.
Go ahead. Throw Everclear in there, too. I'll take his testimonial.
Who's Everclear?
Yeah, what do they sing? I forget.
Are they father of mine? Tell me, where have you been?
Yeah, that's them.
Be. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we play that?
Do we have any Everclear?
No. We have... I thought we had their... Like, we were laughing about, there goes my hero. Who sings that? Oh, that's Foo
that's
Fighters.
That's Foo Fighters.
Yeah, why am I putting Everclear on the same pedestal as Foo Fighters? That's terrible. That.
Ooh.
There it is, yeah.
Ooh! Another great Irish group.
You know there's going to be people drinking to this weekend going, yeah!
It's probably safe to say that no one's going to hear this song.
Round of Jameson's for everybody? You like Everclear? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Cindy, get the Jello shots out, the green one we made last night for the patrons.
Anybody who walks in with an Everclear t-shirt gets free drinks.
Guys, we're putting pizza out in 20 minutes.
Can we turn up the Everclear, please?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right.
Pepperoni sizzling back there.
St. Patrick's Day, we got Zaz coming.
Oh, boy. They're happy you just played that.
Of course.
The remaining living members of Everclear.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to Everclear.
Uh-huh.
Wow. It's impressive.
And they're going to forward the book.
And they're going to forward the book, which is nice.
Yeah.
I'm in phone hell.
Yeah, that's what you said earlier. What happened? Your phone doesn't work.
It's broken.
Here's what I would do. Take whatever phone you have and whatever plan and just cancel it. Cancel it all. Get rid of the phone and start over brand new. Go to your local phone dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Say, give me the most reasonably priced phone you have.
Yeah.
That's just a smartphone. I don't need an iPhone. I just want a basic smartphone that, like, elderly people get.
Yeah, like, internet, phone numbers, that's it.
Internet, mail. Phone numbers, apps, and that's it. Limited memory. Let's keep it simple. Yep. If I break it, I can come back and buy a new one for $70 or whatever.
Right.
You getting into the cellular business?
I mean, should be a salesman, but that's what I did. That's what I did. It's exactly what I did, and it's been great. And the phone I have is great. And it's some cheap Samsung smartphone. It's like a, yeah. It's called the J3. I think it's like.
But it works.
$75.
Okay. All right.
Do that. Don't spend $1,000 on a phone. What are you, nuts?
I'm not going to. What happened was I broke my iPhone 6 Plus. Ooh.
Yes.
It's very plush. It's like a Cadillac.
I have one. Yes.
You should send it to Apple's. Who's rerunning Apple these days?
What do
Tim
you mean?
Cook.
Yes.
Send it to his house. Post it. Just write thanks on a post-it and stamp on it.
Because everybody has Tim Cook's address.
Yeah, you can probably find it.
Send him a pack of menthol cigarettes.
Send him a pack. Yeah, send him
you
a pack of
You want to send a message? Here.
Send him a copy of your book.
Start smoking these.
Menthol over menthol.
Send him the manuscript, a pack of Salems, and your busted phone.
And say, fix it.
And say, good luck with all this. I know this is serious for you.
Yeah,
It was because
last week you were bragging. You were showing all of us.
It was because
look at this.
My last phone broke and smashed on the ground, and it had already been cracked, and the home button snapped off of it, and I was all like, right. It's done.
Yep. All right, so what happened to this?
I've been paying the insurance for a couple of years. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make the claim because I'll just pay a $200 deductible versus having to buy a whole new phone and doing that sort of, you know, let me put you on a monthly, you know,
right.
Tie me down for 2 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like, time for that.
I've looked at all the phones. I said, how much better are these phones going to get? This phone's going to be relevant for another 2.5 years.
How good do you need it to be? What do you need from it? How clear can the internet pictures you're looking at get?
I want to jump in it.
Yeah. You want it to wipe the bottom for you, don't you?
That's what you kind of start going, well, what can you do for me? You know, you're yelling at the phone.
You had to start spitting out poker chips at you.
Should we get divorced? Remember that time you broke down on me in Nevada at 4 a.m?
There's someone doing that for real right now.
Yeah.
I know.
Somewhere in Kentucky.
So you do this.
Anyway, I made the deductible and I got a new phone. Refurbished.
Right.
It says printed on the back.
You weren't expecting that?
Well, I got it, and it was so beautiful. When I took it out of the box, I was like, oh, it's like brand new. Mm-hmm. I plugged it in, the screen
it's like
flickered.
Brand new, except it's broken.
The screen flickered a little, and I went, and I was on the phone with the girl while I was setting it up. I go, the screen's flickering. I go, oh, no, there's the Apple logo. Cool. I was so excited that, like, I didn't notice that there was some technical difficulty before I even turned the phone on.
Uh-huh.
I have the thing for, like, a week. All of a sudden,
bye-bye.
Yeah, and Clay, that's exactly, it started
like
going.
Like the flux capacitor just shutting down.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Well, it was like at the beginning of Poltergeist, you know, like it was just snow, you know, and you're like, I've never seen this with an Apple before.
Because it's not
What a
apple.
Weird sentence. I've never seen any fuzz come out of an Apple before.
That's the world we live in.
Yep.
We're talking phones.
Pretty soon, people, they're just going to chop their hands off and they're just going to have a phone. Just implanted in their where their hand used to be, just they could stare at it all day.
No, they'll just get like metal, like tattoos, like you know how you
RFID numbers. There's already. I met a guy at a wedding who was sitting at the bar, right? And he was a very big tech enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
He had his own dev company. He had a scar on his hand or on his wrist, a very small one, about a half inch. He inserted an RFID code into his wrist. And has a special security system at his apartment and his garage and everything that only his wrist can get in those doors.
That's so stupid.
He's a robot. He's a cyborg. He's a self-inflicted cyborg, Clay.
He can open his garage with his wrist. Big deal. How lazy can you be to press the garage door opener? You got to go through surgery to open your garage?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Is he driving like a $400,000 Lamborghini that he
has
to protect?
But only he could start
with
his
probably
wrist.
Driving a Nissan Sentra that he's keeping in his garage that he has to open with his wrist. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it.
And what are cyborgs doing at the hotel?
Well, I don't know. Why are cyborgs at this wedding? Self-inflicted cyborgs sitting
who
at my bar.
Who invited the cyborg?
Okay, who invited the cyborg?
All right, in all serious.
I'm sorry, my cyborg cousin had like 16 Jimmy Beams.
My cyborg
forgive
cousin,
him.
My cyborg cousin Henry.
Henry
what
the
is cyborg,
cyborg
cousin Henry.
There's a TV show.
Absolutely.
A new one.
And there's a new one.
Sign at 2 p.m. at WPWR every week.
My cyborg cousin Henry.
It's a great part.
Cyborg cousin Henry.
Eddie Vedder gonna sing it?
I don't know who that was. That wasn't really Vedder. That was more like Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell, God rest his soul, is reincarnating himself to do the cyborg cousin.
We could have Meatloaf do it. He's around. He's looking for work.
Meatloaf.
I just heard
would do anything.
Yeah, I just heard that in my car.
Cyborg.
What was that commercial that made Meatloaf famous again? Or was that I Would Do Anything for Love video?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. It was a weird.
Was like, that like a Beauty and the Beast themed kind of video?
The video was,
it was very. It was like a movie. Yeah. You know, it's like one of those first movie videos on MTV, and everybody was like, "Oh my gosh!"
He kind of has like an operatic feel to him, Meatloaf. Right.
And ready for him to come back.
Meatloaf. Oh, he's got kind of an operatic thing. Oh, forget about it. I have another beer, Sandy. Get the cyborg down there one, too.
Yeah, I'm here by myself.
No I cyborg deal. ABC pants talking little Meatloaf with everybody at the bar.
Oh, that's the
no, not the food. The singer, numbnuts.
What was the name of the I already forgot the name
What,
do
you got
show.
A couple screws loose down there, cyborg?
Harry, my cyborg cousin? Or my cousin Harry?
Henry.
Henry, cyborg cousin.
Henry, good... my cyborg cousin.
Eddie Vedder again.
Yeah.
Who would play him? Elijah Wood? Man. Do we bring him
back?
No,
he's out. I'm sick of him. We need someone new.
We have cast Wood in a lot. He's our DiCaprio. You know, if we were a Scorsese, a Wood is our muse. That didn't sound right.
I would say, you know, maybe Vanderbeek.
Vanderbeek as the cyborg cousin?
Cyborg cousin Henry is supposed to be like maybe he's like 10 or 11.
Maybe Galecki can do it. He can make it up to me for breaking my drum set. This is how he can repay me.
By playing that, we need John Galecki to play the cyborg.
John, will you please be in our pilot, my cyborg cousin Henry? Play Henry for us?
You owe me.
You owe me. Broke my jump set.
How much does it pay? Zero.
It's going to be a fun weekend. We're shooting in Wahlberg's backyard.
We're shooting 700
Ad
episodes.
Rock is going to be there. Everlast is going to be
there. There's a St. Patrick's Day party going on.
Right.
We're
going
to try and shoot 700 episodes. In 3 days.
Every episode's only 8 seconds long. We want to go viral with this, and we want to put it on Instagram. We want to get Twitter followers.
Yeah, we want it big in Russia. You know,
I want to see it in Russia in 3 days.
I want the president of Russia talking about this in 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be a big show. I want the president of Russia talking about this in a week. You know what I mean? My cyborg cousin Henry. Putin's already trying to make one of his own.
Putin.
Putin on the Ritz, huh?
Yeah.
That's the name of their cyborg show.
No. Putin on the Ritz?
Yeah. On Channel 50.
Putin on the Ritz.
No, it's Robot Nephew Harold.
Robot Nephew Harold. Listen, I know you like the Henry show. You have Harold. We have Henry.
We can both have
Did you guys try to infiltrate?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That would be funny. Russia's infiltrating Hollywood system to make bad movies all of a sudden.
That's probably the next move.
That's like a Mel Brooks movie.
Some are saying there
he gets to play Putin.
There was like a Facebook and Instagram kind of like glitch going on today.
I saw my girlfriend actually just texted me. There was a story on WGN.
And they're
News
saying
about
that it was the may have been the work of hackers.
Ooh.
Let's mess with Facebook today.
Why not?
Make everyone's post get all weird.
It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Let's screw up some people's plans.
Let's screw up the calendars.
Thank you, Clay. Let's screw up the news. That's where everybody gets the news now, you know?
Well, yeah.
Should we infiltrate CBS? No, Facebook. Come on. Facebook.
It was what? Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Facebook-run conglomerates.
Okay.
I like the days of no-nonsense internet.
Like I said, I would like to go back to note-taking.
That's
I've been talking about this for years.
What was that, Clay? What was that line you just said?
I like the days of no-nonsense internet.
Wow. That's the beginning of my cyborg cousin Henry. That's like, just a voiceover, you know? Orion Pictures presents.
And then the next shot is him getting a microchip implanted into his temple.
Right, while smoking a non-menthol cigarette.
Yeah.
He's got Bill's book in his
he's got
backpack.
A huge 45.
There's
on
a
the
shot
table.
Of him crumpling up a pack of menthol cigarettes, throwing it in the garbage, and then opening up a pack of regular cigarettes.
Yeah. Like the beginning of The Color of Money when the balls are moving around, you know, you're just shooting hands, crushing cigarettes, and opening up more cigarettes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Is he loading any pistols?
Oh, yeah. His robot arm.
Yeah.
Unlocking
I saw,
doors.
Excuse me, we're talking about robots and pistols there for a second. I saw that remake of RoboCop, Garbanzo.
They
I gave it like 5 minutes of my time.
This movie came out like 8 years ago.
I know, and I was
like, you seen that RoboCop 2? What did they do to my RoboCop series?
You see that RoboCop remake from 2006? I just saw it.
It was, yeah, it was pretty crappy. I was like, well, I was at home, and I'm like, Mary, RoboCop's on. She's like, no, it's...
You said that out loud?
She knows I like RoboCop.
Mary, RoboCop's on!
Yeah.
Mary, RoboCop!
And I was like, RoboCop on. And she's like, no, it's the remake. It stinks. And
women are smart.
I was right. I was like, yeah, it does stink. And, you know, there's no real... There's Murphy isn't there. Clarence Boddicker's not around.
Ma, RoboCop's on. I'm not going to work today, Ma. No, the original.
Can you call in for me?
Can you get me some Raisin Bran?
Can you get me some blank tapes? I want to tape it in the VHS.
You know what? There's a video of like this crazy looking cat in this guy's backyard, and he's like he's doing that, and he's kind of like, Ma, you gotta see this cat, but he's like very like colorful about it,
and it's real,
swearing and all that. Everyone thinks it's real.
Okay.
Like, my mom even showed up. She's like, this is hilarious. This guy from New York. I do a little research. It's Michael Rapaport.
Oh.
And he owns the cat. But the cat is, like, disgusting looking. But it's his cat. He owns it. But he made this little video.
Funny comedy skit.
Yeah, just being funny.
How is it disgusting looking?
You got to see it, man. It's like it's like an angry looking cat. It's crazy.
But is it like a house cat or are we talking like a panther?
No, it's a house cat. Oh. It's like a cat you see in the alley.
Okay.
Ugly house cat.
It's pretty nuts.
You ever seen that guy? Looks like an ugly house cat.
I got a house across the street from me. There's like four or five cats that just kind of roam the streets all night. One's got like a crooked eye.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty intimidating. But they do keep the rats in check.
Yeah, they keep the neighborhood lockdown.
They keep it on lockdown. My little squad of cats.
It is our birthday weekend, Pat.
Whoa!
It is.
Yeah, it's your wife's birthday today as we're recording.
It sure is. Happy birthday, Haley. Love you.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Haley.
Happy birthday.
And then tomorrow now, even though we're doing this is airing Saturday, so today's Wednesday. Tomorrow will be your anniversary, your wedding anniversary as well.
That is correct.
How many years is this?
Is coming up on 7.
7? Congratulations. Are you losing count? Or are you
6 or 7?
You're not even accurate.
It don't matter.
Okay. And then Friday will be our birthday.
Correct.
It's a busy week for you.
It is. And then Saturday, you got all these parades and stuff going on. So we're in full swing now.
Look at this.
Yeah. Oh, that's a disgusting looking cat. Yeah.
That's a Disney looking cat. What are you talking about?
That's a real cat, man.
It's hard to describe. I don't even know if they would even have the kind of breed.
It's damaged. It's had a bad upbringing.
Yeah, it's big birthday week. Birthday week. My wife's birthday.
What are you going to do for your birthday? Have a steak? Have a steak sandwich?
We're going to go have a steak. Absolutely.
Where? Golden Steer?
No, I think we're going to Gibson's.
Come on. Don't waste your time. Gibson's. You got the steer within
Lombardo.
Walking distance of your house.
I want to go to Gibson's.
All right. Are you going to wear your master's coat?
Yeah, they got the green sport coat. You going to rock that on?
I'm going to dress like Ad Rock. I'm going to wear like a white jumpsuit, too.
White Adidas jumpsuit?
Yeah.
And a Gibson's rope chain?
Yeah.
And be like, just give me your largest T-bone.
Give me your largest T-bone. My anniversary.
Give me your largest T-bone. That sounds like an enjoyable thing.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We might hit up the Big Ten tournament. Got tickets for that.
Okay.
So then, at the UC.
Sure.
Go watch a game.
Are you going to celebrate your anniversary and birthday as one or have dual?
It kind of just starts into like some events and some parties.
Just let the events start.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
A b-ball game. Stakes.
Right.
Kite flying.
Yeah, you got a busy weekend. It's congratulate Charlotte and her team. She's in the championship game again. This is the second year in a row for basketball for her.
Yeah,
her team's in the title game.
They had a great team. They're undefeated. They destroyed
what
everybody.
What is that? How many games?
I think they played about 10 games.
10-0?
Yep.
Wow.
Titletown
on Saturday.
These games haven't even been fair. They turned the scoreboard off because Charlotte's team was so good that they'd be up like 24 to like 2 in like the first 3 minutes of the game.
Who's their coach? Bobby Knight?
Three other guys all played college basketball, and their daughters like played college, but like, you know.
Their daughters are going to probably play college basketball.
They were these girls were unbelievable to watch play basketball. I was like, these kids are very advanced right now for their age, girls. But it was a random crapshoot about how all these people ended up on like one team. They tried to One of the coaches was telling me, he's like, it wasn't, it just happened randomly that like all these girls got together and they're that good. But this isn't something that like we intended. We don't like draft in the draft. We're not like looking at the young girls and be like, she's tall, we'll take her. Like they're, so, it's yeah, all yeah. done blind in this league. They right, don't, right. you know, this is like a recreation league. So
yeah,
it's kind of, it was fun.
Hey,
to watch.
The inner workings of the old grade
school. Are there any parents, mm-hmm. have there been any parents are like, we, this can't happen again. About like the team, like that, a team like this being assembled. Even
no, but I could see other some of the other parents when we were playing them were like, "All right, this is demoralizing." Like you know, like
yeah.
that's why they shut the clock off and like let the girls play and not worry about the score after a while. So, but yeah. like every game was like that.
They pass out menthol yeah. cigarettes to all the parents.
Remember back in the day when parents were smoking at eighth grade basketball games?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like out in the lobby, like, ah, Anthony's got to go home and finish his homework.
Anthony's got to go to the dentist tomorrow.
Right. I do remember that. I remember being at our eighth grade games, there just being like clouds of smoke in the lobby. People
Anthony won't
cigarettes.
Wear his headgear anyway.
There'd be like a chick selling licorice, and like,
good
you know,
Airheads, Diana.
Popcorn, and then, you know, Cokes. There'd be like a little, you know, a little.
Yeah.
candy table stand, and then there'd be moms and dads chugging down heaters.
I want to make American grammar school basketball great again.
Make America smoke again.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a Marlboro wow. ad.
A Marlboro ad of people at an eighth grade basketball game smoking in a lobby.
Parents at an eighth grade basketball game.
I mean, sophisticated conversations.
They're talking to another parent with their kid, arm around their kid, right. holding the trophy.
Just sound of the
laughing.
Sound of the scoreboard going off. Mm-hmm. You know, Anthony, hurry up. Make sure you don't forget your jock strip again.
Your hook shot looks great.
Right.
Don't forget to pump up your pumps.
I have a pair of pumps. Maybe I'll wear them next week.
Don't forget to pump up your pumps.
Don't give your pumps a couple squeezes before you go in the court.
Before you
right?
get to the free throw line, squeeze the pump.
Squeeze the pump before you get out there, Anthony, all right? You're too fat.
Oh, I wonder where, in the heyday of Reebok pumps shoes, if there was ever a parent yelled from the stands, goes, pump, pump,
time out, coach, call it time. He's got to,
Jimmy, he's got a pump.
He's not, I can tell the way he's running, he's got to give himself a couple pumps. You got to call time out.
He's got a twisted ankle, he's got a pump.
Coach, Dave, hey, Dave, that's the coach's name.
Yeah,
Dave, over here,
Dave, no, stop. He's got to squeeze a couple pumps. I can tell his ankles are getting swollen.
Yep.
Yeah, that's happened somewhere.
Absolutely.
Newark, outside of Newark.
I think Ad Rock said it to his son this morning.
Yeah. Get your pumps on. We're going to the park.
He's getting a couple pumps.
Squeeze it.
Wow. We just wrote a pumps commercial.
Are pumps still a thing?
Sure.
We can bring pumps back.
I like the pumps.
The Hooli's Hooli brought to you by Reebok Pumps.
I'm going to wear pumps next week.
Green St. Patrick's Day pumps?
Yeah.
Now that would be cool. Like maybe a shamrock.
Honey,
a pump.
Where are my pumps? My Ma, green St. Patrick's Day pumps.
Ma, where are my pumps?
Not the other pumps.
Nope. Outfits for St. Patrick's Day.
You're picking one up? You're an outfit guy?
I said, do you do it? Do you wear the green? Or do you get all the green on, the Irish cap? You do it all?
I don't.
Yeah?
I don't.
Get into that groove?
I have like a sweatshirt that says Ireland on it.
Okay.
I'll wear that and then like my Irish cap.
All right, yeah.
That's about it.
There's a lot of people that get into it.
Yeah, people like to paint their face. People, you know, have green mohawks. People,
right.
You know.
Young kids are ordering Celtics jerseys for the weekend.
Aye.
Now, that's why they make those Chicago White Sox and Blackhawks and Bulls green
in the
green
well, yeah.
jerseys. You know?
It's an Irish town.
Yeah. Ooh, boy. A little corned beef burp. Like Homer Simpson. Yep, brr. Yep. What else are we going to talk about? Ooh, that stinks.
That was my ode to St. Patrick's Day.
Well,
it was a poem. That was
it's on us. I hope that everyone that's listening to this show had a nice time at the parade today.
Yeah.
The parade. You going to the parade?
I don't go to the parades. I'm going to the Northwest Side one. Yeah.
Okay. And is that's Sunday, I believe, right? As we're listening here.
It's tomorrow.
And the South Side Irish Parade is also on Sunday, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And then you got the downtown parade that was this afternoon, if you're listening to this show.
You're paraded out.
Paraded out, man.
You know, here's what you should do.
Yeah.
If you're going to be over on Western Avenue,
walk right into.
See Mary and Bernard at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern.
Of course.
They're going to be jamming this weekend.
Heck yeah, they will be.
It's going to be packed, that whole street.
Jammed.
Tell them the Hoolies sent you. They might look at you puzzled. I've said that before.
Yeah.
Just say it anyway.
They'll look at you.
Say, hey, we heard about this place on the radio.
Tell them a cyborg sent you.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a cyborg's cousin Henry sent you.
My cousin Henry the cyborg sent me.
He's marching in the parade today.
Hey, Mary and Bernard of Barney Callahan's. My cousin Henry cyborg sent me. Oh, and the Hoolies said hi. Yep. Couple of Guinnesses, please.
Couple pitchers, please.
Couple of pitchers. Pitch as a when you're a bartender, like pitchers were out of style.
Yeah.
But like we still serve them if people ask for them.
Sure.
Why do I get annoyed by that? Got a pitcher? I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, it's easy. Just put the tap on and walk away for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know why you get annoyed at it. I get annoyed at it as a bartender too. I think it's because a pitcher is cheaper than actually just getting like 2 draft beers.
Uh huh.
So you get the pitcher, and then you're looking at this guy, and you're going, this guy's going to leave me like 75 cents and drink like 4 pitchers and get gonzo in my bar.
That's exactly what it is.
That guy's a genius.
Well, he's a smart drink. I mean, he's not a smart drinker. I don't know if he's a smart drinker.
Guy, he's a smart drinker. He's been ordering pitchers for years. He knows how to stretch a buck in a bar.
Yeah.
Your Honor, he's an economically
sophisticated alcoholic.
Correct. I used to love a nice frosty pitcher.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I used to love a frosty pitcher.
It's only like the first like 2 cups that are good.
And then it's garbage. Yeah.
It's like pee.
Well, in college, you know, you get a pitcher and everyone just go, and it was gone in seconds.
Have 50 pitchers.
Yeah.
And walk into a wall.
Yep.
There'd be a lot of that. That's what I don't like about Parade Day.
Parade Day.
You see kids like climbing up on flagpoles and, you know, rocking street lights and stuff. And it's like, they make it look like that U2 concert where they were on the roof in L.A.
Where the streets have no name.
It's like everyone thinks it's like acceptable to be a moron for one day. And it kind of is. Well, it's weird. It's a weird thing that like overconsumption of alcohol is permitted and actually encouraged on this, the day of St. Patrick.
There's a bar in the Wrigleyville area that they're, you know, have you heard about these pop-up bars?
Yeah, they're stoops.
There's one that's like dedicated. There's one that's like dedicated towards like St. Patrick's Day.
Hate them.
And it looks like you're in like a Lucky Charms commercial.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I would like your head would explode if I was in.
But
place
do you know
like
how
that.
Many like young like kids are like, let's eat acid and go to the Lucky Charms bar?
Of course,
Charms
that's exactly what it
day.
Is. It's like not eating acid. You know, people are going to be.
They're not eating acid these days.
You know. You're not eating acid and going to that Lucky Charms bar down in Chicago. Why don't you think about it? Back to your room, Malachi.
Strict Irish grandfather.
Right. Yeah.
Wants to go to the Lucky Charms bar and eat a bunch of silly acid.
Eat a bunch of the acid.
Uh-huh. Getting all hard on the acid.
You're not getting all goofy on the acid and going down there. You're not, I forbid it. Get upstairs.
Yeah.
Start putting that microchip in your arm like I told you.
Get RFID.
Get the toolbox.
Get the RFID.
I'm putting a GPS tracker in you.
Yeah, that's going on somewhere this weekend.
You know what'll happen with the GPS tracker? The government won't make us wear GPS trackers.
Oh, okay, just, conspiracy theorist, Pat.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
The government won't make us wear GPS trackers. It'll be the damn aliens to do it, okay?
Could be.
Be Jose Canseco.
It is going to be Jose Canseco. He's in town right now, I believe.
Ah, I believe he'll be
that's
at the Rosemont.
He's breathing the same air as us right now.
You think he'll be at the parade?
Son, somewhere in this 9-mile radius, Jose Canseco's breathing the same air. I can't wait for this weekend.
Where is he? I want to know.
He's at the expo something.
Is he? Yeah, we gave the date.
Where do you think
we'll
he's staying?
We'll look it up after the parade.
We should call every hotel in town and just ask if he's there.
Maybe we should just call one of them right now and say, is Canseco around?
Canseco around?
yeah. That's
so
not a bad
Canseco
idea.
Canseco staying there?
Hey,
who am I not? That ain't important.
Hey, I'm having a St. Patrick's Day party this weekend. Is Canseco around?
Can you tell him it's Everlast?
No, you know
actually,
how
it's Everclear?
You know how you get Jose Canseco on the phone at the hotel?
How?
You say, hey, this is Anton from Scores in Rosemont. Listen, we think Jose may have left his card here last night. Is he around?
That's great.
And the guy, the lady at the front desk will be like, let me patch you into Mr. Canseco's room.
That's a great idea. There was just some other guy who happens to be named Jose Canseco staying there.
Doesn't matter.
Owns a successful fast food chain.
Wow.
Yeah, this is Mr. Canseco.
What I was saying is that the world's going to get so paranoid that, you know, no one's going to put chips in us. We're going to put chips. Parents are going to start putting chips in their kid because they're so terrified of, like, letting their kid walk around.
They already have.
Phones.
I don't think they, yeah, phones, and I think there's actually, like, necklaces, too, that girls can wear that are actually GPS trackers. And shoes, too, I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go for it. Do whatever you want.
Wait a minute.
What are you looking up, Bill?
I think Canseco might have been in town last weekend. We might have missed him.
All right.
Dang it.
Oh, no.
My whole St. Patrick's Day
weekend. No, he was signing autographs March 9th at a place called Harry's Dugout, but that was in California. So there's still a chance he might be in Chicago.
Bill, come with the correct information.
We had this information like a week ago.
Anyway, Pat, what do you got on tap?
For the weekend?
Yeah.
Big Ten tournament, I think.
Who's playing?
Might head over to Misericordia's party for a little bit.
Very nice.
Everybody in the Bay. It's the Big Ten tournament. It's just like one of those. I've never been to one of those tournaments where you can just go and like.
Just watch game after game.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We're in one of the suites.
You bringing your kids with you?
I don't know yet. I don't think so.
Don't.
It's me and my lady.
Send them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. So, you know.
How about little Beastie Boys?
Ooh, you want to hear some Beastie Boys?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, you guys want to hear some Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
What do we got?
We can play.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, Sabotage.
All right, we'll listen to Sabotage, and then we'll go to a commercial, and we'll be back.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for, well, for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back, Hooli Zooli. Final stretch of the program. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you and yours. We were talking about our friend Jose Canseco before the break. He's going to be in town, but he's going to be in town today. You would have missed him if you were listening. But Mr. Canseco is definitely in town. He's at the
he's in Chicago, folks. So if you're looking to have a pint with Canseco,
he's at the Chicago Sports Spectacular. It's going to be at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center here in Rosemont, Illinois.
Who else is going to be there?
You got, well, on Saturday, or well, Sunday, we can just Butkus, Steve Largent, Trubisky's going to be there, Aaron Jones, Jim Brown, Earl Campbell, a lot of guys, a lot of scrubs that I don't recognize. How could, like, Phil Esposito, Cam Neely, spend your St. Patrick's Day with Cam Neely from Bruins.
Barry Sanders.
That's Seabass from the Dumb and Dumber films.
Yep.
And then here's a strange
Barry
one.
Barry Sanders is awesome.
Towards the bottom, you know, you see all these big athletes' names, and then you see Leonard Floyd and Anthony Michael Hall. I read that correctly, by the way. I'm speaking of the actor, Anthony Michael Hall.
Well-known.
Farmer Ted.
Mike spotted this for us at the commercial break. We just had to talk about it.
And I've met this gentleman before. I had a nice weekend at Sundance a few years ago. Believe it or not, at the Facebook party, Mr. Hall was removed. He was also dressed like Robert Redford. He had, like, tassels running down his jacket and a suede coat. And he was trying to convince, like, these 23-year-old kids, like, who had no idea who he was. They're like, you're not Wiz Khalifa. Who are you? He's like, I'm Anthony Michael Hall!
I was in a movie in 1990.
I was in Weird Science!
Farmer Ted from 16 Candles.
Anyway, you can spend your St. Patrick's Day with Michael Hall and a bunch of other great football players.
Yeah.
What is Hall doing there? What
is
that?
They had an empty slot. They had to fill it.
Making some money, man.
Anthony Michael Hall will sign all items for $90.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Oh man,
$90.
Yes.
I'm gonna go ahead and sign a football helmet for me.
$75. Yeah, right. Hey, Michael Hall, you want to sign my Bears helmet for me? I got Buck Kiss. I got Barry Sanders. I got Michael Hall. The wife loved Weird
Anthony
Science.
Michael
I got her
Hall.
A flat of Michael Hall. You know. Me, I got something for the basement.
You could have him sign a birthday cake, 16 candles in it.
Ooh.
Huh?
What's Canseco asking for?
Oh, he's on Saturday. Well, you can spend a weekend with Canseco for $5,000. We've already discussed that.
I know. I'd rather just get like a Hooli's Hooli poster of signed by Canseco.
Or a photo op with Mr. Yeah. Canseco?
That would be something.
It was $40, but now it's $30 for any item.
Oh, Jose. Okay.
Lowered his prices. You can get a free inscription if requested. You know.
Being fair.
Aliens are real. Love, Jose. You know?
There's an
hey,
alien.
Go get your Shirish t-shirt.
$15
signed by
for additional inscriptions, up to three words. Can you imagine the inscription police guy sitting next to Canseco? You know? The guy's like, tell my wife, Heather, you know, have a nice day. And the guy goes, whoa, it's three words, sir.
Yeah. How about aliens are real? How about
right.
that?
Jose, write aliens are real and then sign your name. Next, please. We're working here.
Let's keep the line moving.
Can we keep the Canseco line over here a little bit, please? Everyone's very excited. Calm down. This is one of the Bash brothers, you know.
You should go dressed as an alien, scare the crap out of him.
You should go dressed as Mark McGuire.
What if Jose
Canseco's St. Patrick's
Jose
Day,
Canseco's
you know?
Agent is dressed as an alien. He's got an alien mask on.
Everybody move back.
Everybody in the Canseco line is a, you know, looks
got
like
green giant
it
green
looks like
head.
The thing from Predator, you know.
You should dress as Predator and go there,
or you should be like dressed as Mark McGuire, put on an orange wig and an '80s Oakland jersey, and when Jose says to you, "Why are you dressed like Mark McGuire?" you just say, "St. Patrick's Day, I'm at the parade."
Jam a syringe in his neck.
Oh, that would be a great. Good lord.
Go, Androstein.
Mind over matter.
Give him your book, Bill. Mind over menthol.
Mental
New York
over
Times.
Oh, no, it's mental over menthol. I'm sorry.
New York Times bestseller, mental over menthol.
William Carney, who
You were saying something before.
A cigarette story.
You were saying something before. I don't know if you've lost your track.
You were saying something before?
Yeah, what are you, a DA?
Right. Wait, back it up. Before we were talking about Canseco, you were saying something. And I can't remember what it is. Feed me, Seymour. I need more things.
Anyways, yeah. Everyone enjoy their St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, everybody be safe. Have a good weekend.
Be safe. Don't end up in jail with a crazy mugshot.
Yeah. You can go and meet Canseco and not have to have any alcohol involved, and that would be considered a fun St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can go and have lots of alcohol.
Yeah, but just be safe. Don't drive.
Don't drive.
Because I'll be driving out there, and if you hit me, I'm gonna
curtains for you.
I'm gonna strangle you.
Well, make sure you have a nice bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal before you get out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll
get a nice base.
It'll keep you from making any bad decisions. Sure, get a nice base going. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this show,
you
listeners, you can find archived episodes at hibernianradio.org, or you can find us on iTunes under the Hooli's Hooli.
Everywhere.
Show's presented by Hibernian Transmedia. I do want to say this.
Yep.
If you're looking to get in shape here after St. Patrick's Day, make sure you go to see Mike Joyce at the Celtic Boxing Club.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good. They'll probably be down at that Southside Irish Parade on Sunday.
Absolutely. The whole Joyce clan will be there.
Yep.
Say hello to Pickle, Mike, and join his club and get your workout on, man.
Yeah.
Wishing you all a happy St. Patrick's Day. Signing off now.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah.